Ho'oponopono, everyone. Welcome to my supreme philosophy for fitness and healthy economics. I am Supreme Ayai, and today I'm having on my show a Miss Lenora Williams, nonprofit guru, sensational superstar in the Bay Area with helping with nonprofits, helping the economy grow and be prosperous beyond measure. Welcome today, Lenora Williams.
Thank you, Johnny. I was looking forward to doing this podcast.
Right.
You know, I always love doing business with you and talking about how we can grow.
Right. So, people want to know a lot more about Lenora Williams. Who are you and where are you from?
Who am I? I am the nonprofit guru. I travel the world, not just here in the States, but I also work outside in other countries, mostly African countries. Which I love, and I am the person who does everything with nonprofits from startup to build up to sustainability. So if you need compliance, you talk with me. If you need finance, you talk with me. If you need to figure out how to grow, you talk with me. If you need to figure out how to collaborate and merger, you talk with me.
You hear that, everybody? She is the person to go to, the master, the jack of all trades when it comes to nonprofit. And we want to get everybody to understand that when you're out there and you're doing your businesses, it's almost impossible to really make a profit if you're not doing donations and doing charitable work, because it's all about giving back to the community. When you learn to add value to every situation that you're in, you reap so much more reward than the average person who's just in it for the dollar. The next question would be, when are you available? When do you give presentations? When do you have time for doing all the work that you do?
So, really, I'm available at all times. Because what I like for people to do is contact me. So let me give my phone number. It's 510-469-6264. But if you're ever looking for me, you can go to my website, yournonprofitguru.com. You sign up on my website. I have a form you can complete. I'll contact you immediately. So any way that you want to contact me, please do it. You can call me. Like I said, it's 510-469-6264. Or go to my website, yournonprofitguru.com.
And do you have any interesting stories that you can say that you met somebody, a client, who didn't know anything about nonprofits, but wanted to have a burning desire about starting one, and you took them through the process from beginning to end, and like one of your most successful clients?
I have a lot of them, but I think the one that I think of most immediately is I remember someone gave me a call. I did a show similar to this.
Yes.
On a radio station, and someone gave me a call and said, look, we don't know how to do this, but we need you to come and help us put some real structure
right.
for a nonprofit. And that was a small clinic at the time. I think they probably had about six figures, maybe 150,000.
Wow.
Now they're over millions. They're millions and millions. They just opened
yes.
a site. Right down 73rd, when you go down to the hill, you'll see it to the right. It's the old bank building.
By Eastmont Mall?
By Eastmont Mall.
Okay.
It's called Roots Clinic.
What? I
yes.
know Roots.
Yes. So
yeah.
Roots Clinic was a small client of mine, and I was helping them put together their books and their structure, and I met the person who's the CEO who I love, Noha.
Right.
Dr. Noha, excuse me. And we both smiled, because I remember where we were. Where she was when I met her and where they are now.
Exactly.
So it's an excellent story because you have a vision and she sticks with her vision. I love that. She knew she wanted to be community-based and not become a federal clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And she really stuck to that. And I'm looking at the growth is amazing. Now they have more than one clinic. So it's amazing work. And I love that kind of work. I love when I see others serving their community.
Likewise.
And I just want to build it as much as I can and make it as sustainable as I can.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. That's what we're talking about, people. If we just learn that it takes a village to raise a child, you hear all these cliches that if you plant a seed, you don't want it to just grow instantaneously because there is no process, there is no journey, there's no reward if it just instantly came to you. But what she's saying is that she believes in her community, and the community believes in her. So by her getting behind the community and supporting it, seeing it grow and nurturing over time, with that motherly spirit, you see so much prosperity where one project becomes 20 projects. And we need that in the community, whether it be Black or American community as a whole. Because there's no way that no man is an island. There's no way. I don't live by them principles. And I've been dedicating my life to seeing beautiful, educated women such as herself thrive because I had a mom. And my mom worked really hard. So I wanted to always, you know, do the best that I can to reflect my mom's spirit. So whether I was a personal trainer or a nutritionist or a child of God or just an individual, I always wanted to show my mom that I was representing her, no matter if she was alive or not. And I go out and I meet wonderful people like Lenora Williams, and just iron sharpens iron. She's coming here with the intellect, with the wisdom, with the charm and finesse, all stylish, profiling. If you can see her, you'll see how beautiful and gorgeous she is. And she's doing all this work, and she's an exemplary example of what it means to be Black in America and successful. And we still got a couple more questions that we want to ask you.
Sure.
Why did you, how did you find this calling?
Ah, that's a good question. Because when I talk to people in general, and mostly people who are just starting, young people who are just going through college, mm-hmm. I went through 5 different careers before I decided that I wanted to work with nonprofits. Mm-hmm. I actually was a teacher at one time. I was actually a software engineer at one time. Mm-hmm. And of course, I've always wanted to be a business owner. So I've always been a business owner while I'm doing all these things. But, and I was working in the private sector, and I was making a lot of good money, raising my family. And I looked around and I realized it was so cutthroat. And at the end of the day, I couldn't see any value that I was adding. I mean, I had my family was doing well, but I didn't see any value I was adding. And I said, I've got to be able to take my skills and put it into something where I could see others benefiting from it.
Yes.
So the nonprofit world opened itself up to me. It's like, how can I impact it? I can impact it because I understand financial and business structure, understand strategy, understand numbers, understand systems. And so I applied all of that, and that's what made me the strategist that I am today in the nonprofit world. So now I've been in it for about 20 plus years, and I still am as excited as when I started the first year.
Awesome.
I love what I do.
That's
the main thing, is love what you do. And if you can have the benefit of giving it back to the community, that's awesome. That is like the best give back that you can have in your life.
Exactly. And that's why I'm here. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. She said, love what you do and do what you love. That's the key to success, is the golden rule, understanding that he who possesses a goal can make up any rule that they want. But traditionally, we're taught that the golden rule is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat others how you would like to be treated. But she's doing more than that. She's going the extra mile. If you ever get a book that I think is the foundation of understanding business and principles and connecting relationships and spirituality, is a book by the man of Napoleon Hill, written back in 1936, Think and Grow Rich, because it talks about the Mastermind Alliance. It talks about principles in which most people don't understand that the intangible world of thoughts, of doing what you love, is based on principality. So if you have morals, you have integrity, you have principles, you will stand on that alone. So you may turn down big checks that are offered to you just to do community service and thinking, well, I may not be rich, but this is so much more fulfilling. This gives me purpose. This gives me drive. It makes me want to get up in the morning knowing that my life is affecting so many others. And this is the key to understanding the dynamic between spirituality and basic reality. Because basic reality, most people are just getting up, they're working 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week for 40 years to get a 401k. And you see, with the president being the way that he is, he was supposed to get impeached. I don't think he's going anywhere. Right. And with that being said, just do the best that you can, and God has a plan for everything else. You see, Lenora Williams is a great contact. So if people want to reach out to her, you can reach her. She's up in Oakland, and give your contact information again?
Sure. It's Lenora. Well, let's say nonprofit. It's Your Nonprofit Guru. YourNonprofitGuru.com. YourNonprofitGuru.com is my website. And my phone number is 510-469-6264. But if you go to my website, there's a contact sheet. Put your information in, and I promise I will get back to you within 24 hours. And I'm always available to talk. The first hour is free. Whatever you want to talk about is free to you. But I wanted to add something from what Johnny was saying. When you do what you love, the world opens for you. I travel. People ask me all the time, how do you travel? I just came back from the United Kingdom for a month. I was in Uganda for a couple of weeks. And in Uganda, I was there in 2017, when it was just a concept to build a hospital, the first women's hospital that deals with a specialized disease, is what they were planning to build in 2017. I returned in 2020. That hospital is completely built.
Yes.
And what I love about it is hiring young people who are without jobs, who they're training in the health field. So this is like amazing for that community. It's amazing for the women who need those services.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing because when you really start talking about giving back, the world opens up to you. It's not just that I'm in the United States, but I'm all over the world doing what I love.
That's right. And now we're entering the bonus round. You didn't think I was just about to stop with the interview right there. No, this is the bonus round because I'm, you know, familiar with business to some degree myself. Lenora, what I want you to give them some insight on is tax deductibles. When you do charity, is it possible to use your car or have a home office or go to luncheons and have these as write-offs?
Of course. Oh, if I have, I'm going to do a session in April, a work session. It's going to be at our TV, O-U-R TV station. The session will be in April. If you go to my website, I'll have that information. Contact me. I want to talk to young people. I want to talk to people who want to change their careers. I want to talk to people who want to understand, how can I give back and start my own charity, have a for-profit and a non-profit together? How can I make that work so it's tax deductible, that I'm actually writing off the things that I want to write off while I'm giving back to my community? Which is an awesome concept. I mean, most people who have a lot of money, so Steve Jobs of the world and more, have been doing this all the time. But now we can do this in a way that gives us the tax breaks that we need.
Absolutely, that's right.
Right?
Yes.
Where we would be paying 40% of our income because we're single. We're paying 40% of our income in taxes.
That's right.
Now we have our own nonprofit, right?
Yes.
We're doing some philanthropy. We have a foundation.
You got
we're
it.
We're giving back to our community the way we want to.
That's right.
And we're working, and we have a for-profit business, and we're writing off most of our taxes so that we're not taxed at 40% anymore. We're taxed at 20.
Wow. See?
So the concept of, like, really reaching back and still staying in the for-profit world is real. And I love to teach young people and people who are returning to the workforce how to do this and how to do it successfully.
Exactly.
So that is, I love when we talked about tax deductible.
That's
because,
right.
You know, that's the big deal. How can we be like everyone else in the world with a lot of green and still protect our money?
That's right. And once you get that green, I'm telling you, it's nice to be mean because people don't understand. You know, it's all about perspective. The more you give, God will provide a way and to where you can just basically see that the more you give, the more you receive. That's as easy as my grandma used to tell me. The more you give, baby, the more you receive. Lenora Williams has been a wonderful guest. I'm Johnny Supreme Ayai. And, oh, she has one more thing to add.
So, I did this wonderful thing because I have a lot of years of experience putting together nonprofits. And what I see is that there are a lot of consultants in the world that charge you different fees for doing it. I decided to create an app where no matter what state you live in the United States, you can create your own nonprofit yourself. It gives you everything from the forms that you have to use, samples on how to create those forms, what's required for your state. It walks you through it step by step. The app is called Nonprofit 101. Nonprofit 101. And it's on Google Play. So if you go to Google Play, you'll see a sample of it. You can just play around with it. But I'm telling you, instead of paying someone lots of money, you can do this yourself.
Absolutely.
Go to Google Play, Nonprofit 101. Try out the app. I think you're going to really find it exceptional in terms of what you can do to create your own nonprofit.
Wow, this is amazing. And she is beautiful. She is my friend. I've been knowing her for over 10 years. She's been a wonderful guest. And you guys, you really need to realize that this is my supreme philosophy for fitness and economic health. Yeah, your health is your wealth. You got to get up out there. You got to understand it's not just about working out the body, mind, and the spirit, but about working out your bank account. Give the wallet a good stretch, you know, and always give the best that you can, and it will never let you down. Okay. Ho'oponopono.